Like many other small colleges nationwide, Southern Vermont College in Bennington is confronting an existential threat. Facing declining enrollment, the college of about 350 students will have to defend its accreditation to the New England Commission of Higher Education on February 28th. WAMC spoke with SVC President David Evans about his plans to save the college.
In common with a lot of the small colleges in this region especially, we've experienced an enrollment decline over the last several years, and we don't have a tremendous amount of additional resources to support our operations beyond what we get from tuition, room, and board. And when I arrived in 2014, well, I started in January 2015, we were in the middle of a very, very steep enrollment decline that was consequent on a couple of issues with our nursing program and an embezzlement that was done by our acting president in the 2012-2013 academic year. And so I inherited some somewhat large classes that were replaced by smaller classes as a result, primarily of the damage that the college had incurred at that time. So over the past several years, we've been working very hard to rebuild the college's image and rebuild the college's credibility, and over the last 3 years, we've actually had small but real increases in new student enrollment each of those years, but unfortunately, the college's enrollment has come to rest at a somewhat lower level than it had been before, and that's resulted in kind of ongoing struggles to manage a gap in our operating income.
So is that loss of income due to declining classes a big part of the accreditation problem the school is facing?
Yeah, I mean, basically what NECHI, the New England Commission of Higher Education, wants to know is, does the college have sufficient financial and other resources to offer its programs and continue to operate on a level that meets all the other standards? And so what they're asking us to do is demonstrate that we in fact do have those resources and prove that, or they could put us on probation, or if they think that it's a really difficult situation, they could withdraw accreditation.
So how do you intend to show that to the New England Commission of Higher Education?
Well, there are a number of things. We have been working through enrollment plans essentially constantly. This is what any small college does, that have a variety of possible scenarios going forward on enrollment. And so we have those, and we'll share those with them, and we've already shared those with them. We've also got to demonstrate our ability to generate fundraising dollars, and we've had in the last couple of weeks had some good success in terms of fundraising, and we're trying to put into place a fundraising plan that runs over the next 2 to 3 years that shows that even with enrollment in its current situation, we can make up the gap with fundraising support. That's a little bit of a challenge because there are, as you know, are a lot of nonprofit organizations around this area, including a bunch of other colleges, many of whom are chasing the same philanthropic dollars. But we feel like we have a very strong case for support for the college because of our mission and the good work we do with students.
So walk me through the two scenarios that can emerge from not being able to meet these criteria.
Right.
As I understand it, you could either be placed on probation or possibly lose accreditation.
Right. Well, with accreditation, the federal regulations require that an institution can only stay on probation for 2 years. And so if the college were put on probation, that clock would start running, and it would also, I presume, put into place a regime of more intensive monitoring than we're already subject to. So we'd, I presume, have to send NECHI a bunch of reports about finances and new student enrollment and retention and all of those kinds of things. So, and that's kind of an up or out situation. If you go for 2 years and you cannot demonstrate to NECHI that you have now gotten to the point where you're meeting that standard, they can at that point withdraw accreditation. And because that's a Department of Education rule, it's pretty much over at that point, as far as I know. I believe that we can get to a solid financial standing in 2 years. We have a lot of plans. We're working with different enrollment consultants to generate a much larger pool of enrollment. So all of that is potentially pretty solid, I think. If accreditation is withdrawn, this is clearly a worst case scenario, because when you need to be accredited by a recognized accreditor in order to have access to federal financial aid, and there are very few colleges or universities in the country that could survive without federal financial aid. There may be a dozen or 20, but we're not one of them. And so we would either be forced to appeal and once again go back to NECHI and show them why we actually do meet the standards, or that their decision was not justified by the data, or we would have to shut down in an orderly way.
What is the tone like on campus among faculty, staff, students, and alumni about this news?
Well, I've been out. I had an out-of-town meeting earlier today, so I haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to have conversations with people. The faculty have had more information about this because of the ongoing process of our relationship with NECHI than the students have, because that's something, until something like this comes along, they don't really need to know about, except when we have a site visit or something like that. So the faculty, I think, have felt a significant amount of anxiety. I think that the announced closure of Green Mountain College had a negative impact on them, because Green Mountain is in some ways a peer institution of ours, and the challenges that the College of St. Joseph up in Rutland has had have also been a source of anxiety, simply because, again, it's a somewhat comparable school to us, and so people are watching those things with a certain amount of trepidation. But people believe in the mission of the college. People here are all about serving our students first, and as far as I can see, everybody's still working really hard to do that.
I'm speaking to you from Massachusetts, of course, and there's been a lot of attention on Hampshire College and Amherst recently,
yes,
which is facing steep financial challenges and
yes,
is fully moving to adopt a partnership strategy moving forward. Is this situation
yes,
something you're monitoring during all of this at SVC?
I'm watching all of the things that are happening all around the region. I'm watching the colleges here in Vermont. Newberry College, which, as you know, announced its closure back right before the holidays, is in our athletic conference, and I know their president very well, and have been watching what's going on there. There's a really broad issue here, especially in New England, because we have a fairly rapidly declining college-age population, coupled with a variety of other factors that are pushing these issues right now. So there are challenges ahead, and Hampshire is a good example, because Hampshire has a very good brand, quite a distinguished history with some very powerful alumni, and reasonably solid endowment. I mean, $52 million, I think, is the size of their endowment, which isn't huge on an absolute scale, but it's enough to generate a certain amount of financial cushion, and yet they are having these struggles. So it's tough times for private higher education in New England.
Is there any discussion happening on the legislative level in Vermont that you're keeping an eye on about the kind of challenges that colleges of your size are facing?
I have had quite a lot of conversation with our local state delegation about it. And as this news has become public in the last day or so, I've had a further communication. I sent a pretty long email to all of the members of our state legislation or state delegation, most of whom I know and with whom I have good relations. And I'm also interested in talking to Governor Scott. Both he and the legislature have as a top level public policy priority recruiting and retaining young people to Vermont. And so the challenges of the private colleges in Vermont are I think, an enormous problem for that goal, because we are one of the major ways that the state imports young people, and often if they come from out of state and they go to college here, they stay. So there's a lurking in the background of all of this is a looming public policy crisis for Vermont as well.